Good morning. Welcome. It's great to see everyone. It's great to be in the house of the Lord on the Lord's Day. Special welcome to anyone visiting our church today. It's good to have you here. And we know that each and every one of us will be richly blessed by being here in the rich fellowship, one with another, but above all with the Lord Jesus Christ. Howard, I will hand now over to your good self. Thank you.
Well, morning, everybody. Turn your attention to the bulletin. There's quite a few announcements. Christmas food hamper preparation is Friday, December the 16th at 9 a.m. So you can still place donations into the church, non-perishable food items, up until that time, out in the foyer. And are there enough helpers for putting that together? So you have helpers there. The youth group will be presenting their pageant next Sunday afternoon. That's December the 18th at 1 o'clock. And then there's a potluck lunch after the service, and then it will go right into the youth production. Christmas Eve carol service on Christmas Eve, 7 o'clock. And there'll be a short play from Pat and her team called Song of Glory. And then the Christmas Day worship service will be at 10 o'clock. Then the following week, on January the 1st, the worship team will be leading the service, and Sandra will be doing the message. Anyone responsible for an annual report, we'd need your annual reports to Michelle by January the 8th. So that gives you almost 3.5 weeks to start working on that. Any other announcements? Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Howard. I was kind of half anticipating Charlie jumping up and talking about envelopes. No?
Envelopes.
There you go. Offering envelopes are out today, and if anyone doesn't have church envelopes and they would like them, see Charlie and Joanne and they will fix you up, no problem at all. We worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We come now before his presence in silence. We read in Psalm 126, "We celebrated with laughter and joyful songs. In foreign nations it was said, 'The Lord has worked miracles for his people.' And so we celebrated, because the Lord had indeed worked miracles for us." Let's bow our heads for our opening prayer. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given to each of us this day, this great joy and this wonderful privilege of being able to come into your house on this, your day. We ask you, Holy Father, to bless us as we worship. We ask you, Lord, to open our hearts and open our minds, that each of us may hear your voice. And we ask you, gracious Lord, to accept the praise we bring. For we worship you, and we come in the name of Jesus. And we pray as Jesus taught us to pray, as we say together: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We will now move into the lighting of the Advent candle, and we start the lighting of the candle as we remain seated, and we sing the first verse of O Come, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
Today is the third Sunday in Advent, the Sunday of joy. Our joy is in God and in His Son, Jesus Christ. Like peace, joy is a gift from God. It overtakes us and fills us when we remember that God has done and what He has promised to do.
We light this candle today to remind us that Christ came and He is coming so that all people may have a rich and abundant life. We thank God for the hope He gives us, the peace He bestows us, and for the joy He pours into our hearts.
Let us pray. O God of joy, Emmanuel, send your light into our hearts at this time. Help us to be ready at the time of Christ's appearing. Fix our hearts and our minds upon those things that you have done and those that you have promised to do, that we may have the joy that you have promised. As we worship you, strengthen us so that we may always do your will and so bless you and the world that you have made. In Jesus' name, amen.
Morning. We're going to sing two choruses this morning, and this was kind of guided towards the children, I guess. So our first one is called Christ is Born Today, but it's to the tune of Jingle Bells. So Lori's going to play for us, and we're going to have fun with this song.
Many years ago, in a stable far away, Christ the risen's reborn. What a joyful day! Singing filled the air, glory shone around. Shepherds on the hillside were astonished by the sound. Oh, with no fear, have you heard? Christ is born today. Go and see him lying there in a manger filled with hay. Hey, and the sky came alive, angels everywhere, singing hymns of joyful praise to the God who sent them there. On to Bethlehem in a most exciting way, shepherds went to see Christ the Lord that day. When they saw him there, they were filled with joy. On their knees they worshipped him, God's special baby boy. Oh, have no fear, have you heard? Christ is born today. Go and see him lying there in a manger filled with hay. Hey, in the sky came alive, angels everywhere, singing hymns of joyful praise to the God who sent him there.
That's great. All right, we're only going to do one more chorus, and that's going to be in Away in a Manger. And we're going to do the three verses.
Lay down. cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay.
We're going to take all of our K to or our preschool up to grade one out so we can get them ready for the little presentation.
Our thanks to Susan for those approach little hymns there. They were beautiful, especially the jingle bells thing. That was different, wasn't it? That was great. Thank you so much. And thank you to Bruce and Sharon and their family for the lighting of the Advent candle, the candle of joy. Great job. We appreciate it. I guess it's you, Howard. Thank you.
It's now time for our responsive reading. Please join me. The reading is from St. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation.
He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud and made them lost. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble.
He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful
and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
Have a budding soloist in the congregation. Your gifts for the work of God in this church and throughout the world will now be received. Thank you. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, we are ever thankful for your goodness to us. And so we come to you now, Lord, and we bring these our gifts. They are but humble tokens of our gratitude. But we ask you, Father, to accept these gifts and to accept the givers. For we dedicate them all to the extension of your kingdom here on earth. For Jesus' sake, amen. So now we come to our Sunday school presentation, and if I could use the words of Forrest Gump, it's a bit like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get. And I'm sure the teachers feel the same way, but we have great anticipation as we look forward to the Sunday school presentation. Thank you.
Okay, whoa. So, this is our Sunday School Christmas presentation. Andy actually did most of the work in sorting out which program we were going to do, and we had to find something simple that would work for the littlest ones, and this is what we came up with. So we hope that you enjoy it. We hope you catch the little message at the end and that you can hear what we're saying. It's going to be interesting. So we're going to start out, because our little program is called The Littlest Christmas Tree, we're going to start out by singing two verses of O Christmas Tree. So if you would please join us, the words are going to be on the screen. And you can stand or sit, whatever you'd like to do. So welcome to the littlest Christmas tree. Long ago in the forest, there were three beautiful fir trees. These three fir trees hoped that someday they would be Christmas trees. They were very patient, and each day they grew and grew. I'm a little fir tree growing tall. Someday I'll be the best of all. I'll go home with a family, and then you'll see a Christmas tree is what I'll be. So the trees waited excitedly for a family to come and pick them for their Christmas tree, and then one day it happened. A family came into the forest. Here comes our family. Oh, will you be our Christmas tree, our Christmas tree, our Christmas tree?
Oh, will you be our Christmas tree and sparkle on Christmas Day?
The family walked around all the trees and decided to take home the very biggest tree they could find. The dad brought out his axe and cut the fir tree down, and off they went.
I'm a little fir tree growing tall. Someday I'll be the best of all. I'll go home with the family and you'll see a Christmas tree is what I'll be.
Soon another family that looked very similar to the first family came to the forest, and they looked at all the trees too. They didn't want a great big tree, and they didn't want a small tree. They saw a tree that was just right.
Oh, you are just the perfect tree, the perfect tree, the perfect tree. Oh, you are just the perfect tree for us on Christmas Day.
The family was so happy that they had found the perfect tree for their house that they cut it down and off they went. They had to cut it in the right spot, too. The littlest Christmas tree was all alone, and he was very sad and lonely.
Will I ever be a Christmas tree, a Christmas tree?
Some beautiful red and black birds came and sat beside the little fir tree. They brought some of the feathers and string from their nest, and they decorated the littlest tree with the feathers and the string.
What about the berries?
We're not there for berries yet. Okay.
Don't be sad, don't be sad. We are here to say, we are here to say, we'll be your friends, we'll be your friends. Don't be sad, don't be sad.
And the bunnies and the birds were fighting over the basket of feathers. That's probably is what happened in the forest. The littlest tree began to feel a lot better. We'll just take care of the birds first. Okay, so the littlest tree, back to our story, was feeling a lot better. Soon, some of the little bunnies... And our one little bunny that didn't make it to practice is the only bunny hopping around. They hopped over to the tree. They brought some berries that they had found on the way. And they strung the berries on the tree.
Red and green are Christmas colors, Christmas colors, Christmas colors. Red and green are Christmas colors, pretty Christmas colors.
The
feathers stringing the berries looked so pretty on the little tree that he began to feel like a Christmas tree. He was missing one thing.
What is missing? What is missing on our tree? On our tree.
No.
A twinkling Christmas star, twinkling Christmas star. That's what we need. That's what we need.
A little star wasn't able to go with all the big stars, and she heard the plea of the animals and the little tree. She decided that she would go down and be a Christmas star for the little tree.
I'm a little star from in the sky. I'll sit on the treetop way up high. I'll shine for you in my special way and twinkle brightly on Christmas Day.
The star looked just beautiful on the tree, and now the tree felt like a Christmas tree. In fact, he thought he was the most beautiful Christmas tree ever. Don't you think so too? It was starting to get dark, and the stars were coming out in the night sky. The stars knew that Christmas night was the birth of a special baby, and they had a big job to do. The stars were going to tell the shepherds about the baby Jesus lying in a manger. Please join us singing the song.
Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family, sharing lots of love and happiness. Come on, ring those bells like a Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born of you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say. Remember this your birthday. Celebrations come because of something good. Celebrations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem. Greatest celebration of them all. Come on, ring those bells like a Christmas tree. Jesus is the King. Remember this your birthday. Come on, ring those bells like the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say. Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Come on, ring those bells like the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday.
And that is the end of our little Christmas tree story. We hope you enjoyed it. At the end of the service, there are candy bags for the children, so we'll really get them excited then. For the daddy?
Well, I think it's a big, big thank you from all of us to our Sunday school, to the children, to the staff for the work that they put into that. And I don't know how they do it because, you know, you never know what you're going to get. You absolutely never know. And in their own small way, they are delivering their beautiful message of Christmas. and we certainly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you. Now we come to our time of prayer. We are coming from a very, very joyful moment, and we will remain in a joyful moment because the Lord God, our Father, rejoices in our presence and He rejoices in our prayers. And He looks forward to hearing from you and I. And that is what God is doing right now. And so I may stand up here and voice prayers, but all the real prayers are going on in your hearts and in your deep inside of you. They're the real prayers, and God our Father hears every single one of them. So shall we just bow our heads and join together in prayer? Let us pray. Almighty God, our gracious and loving Father, we do thank you, Lord, for our children, that you take them, Lord, and they become your voice, and in their own sweet and dear way they proclaim the message of Christmas, the coming of love and joy into the world. And we thank you for that, Father, and we pray at this time of Christmas, which is a wonderful time for children, that you will continue to speak through children, that each and every one of us may hear your message, wherever that message comes from, Lord, that our hearts and our minds may be open to the wonderful joy that we celebrate on this day of joy. We come before you this day, Lord, with thanksgiving and with praise in our hearts. We worship you. We bow down before you. And we humbly approach your throne of grace. During this special season of Advent, Father, we pray that you will be born again in our lives. Live anew, Lord, amongst us. Be real to us. Even in all of our busyness, we ask, Lord, that you will touch our lives. And by your Spirit, grant us your peace. Help us, Father, to remember to take just a few moments of quietness, to be still, and to know that you are Emmanuel. You are God with us. And help us, Father, to reflect on the real meaning of that manger scene. May we not be blinded, Father, by the commercialism of the season. But help us, Lord, to follow the star to where peace and joy are found. And at this time, Lord, each of us know of individual friends and acquaintances who at this time are finding it hard to be joyful in their lives right now. People, Lord, who are suffering in many different ways, in body, in mind, and in spirit. And these are the ones, Lord, for whom we pray at this time in the silence of our hearts. And we pray for them, Lord, knowing full well that you will hear our prayers for them, Lord. And we know that you will touch their lives and grant to each of them your peace. We pray in silence. O God, our Heavenly Father, you know each of us so well. You know our strengths. You know where we are weak. You know when we stand firm. And you know, Father, when we fall. And because of your intimate knowledge of us, Lord, you are always there for us. Especially when we call upon your name. And we thank you, Lord. And we ask again for your patience and your forgiveness. We thank you again, Lord Jesus, for our church family, and for the joy that we experience in this place. We ask you, Lord, to keep us strong and united by your love. And we ask you again, Lord, to inspire us by your Holy Spirit, that we may be your voice, though it may seem like a voice crying in the wilderness, as did your servant, John the Baptist. We ask you, Father, to grant us your presence in the week ahead. Keep us aware of our responsibility to be your light shining in dark places of this world. Watch over us, Lord. Watch over our families. And we pray, Father, that you will grant to each of us your wonderful and perfect peace. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. We listen now to the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. The gospel this morning is St. John's chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 and 19 through 28. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. Now this was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Messiah." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness, make straight the way for the Lord." Now the Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. And the epistle this morning is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. Do not quench the Spirit, do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good, reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it."
Thanks to Dan for those readings from the scriptures. And now we will stand and we will sing to the glory of God the hymn number 137, "What Child Is This?"
What child is this? Sweet. some peasant king to own him, the King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard.
I'm not sure that there's much that I can say here after what we've had before. But would you pray with me, please? And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be perfectly acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. A little boy walked down into his backyard, and he was wearing his baseball cap, and he was carrying the ball, and he was carrying his bat. And he shouted out, "I am the greatest hitter in the whole world." And then he threw the ball up in the air, took a swing at it, and missed. "Strike one," he yelled. "I am the greatest hitter in the world." Again, he said. Up went the ball, mighty swing, and he missed. "Strike two," he shouted. Then he looked at his bat, and he looked at the ball, and he straightened his cap, and he cried out in the loudest voice that he ever could, "I am the greatest hitter in the whole wide world." Up went the ball, mighty big swing, and he missed. "Strike three," he shouted. "I am the greatest pitcher in the world." And I think at some time or other, I guess most of us have dreamed about being the greatest in the world at something or other. But today's lectionary reading from St. John's Gospel again refers us to the man who had no desire or any thought whatsoever to ever be thought of as the greatest. John the Baptist was very popular in his day. People travelled miles to see him and to listen to his message. And of course, some people were starting to think that he just might be their long-awaited Messiah, or he might at least be the returning prophet Elijah. All this talk and speculation troubled the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem, so they sent priests and they sent temple helpers to go and check him out. "Who are you?" they asked him. And in reply, John told them who he was not. He said, "I am not the Christ." And John answered that way because that's what people were saying, so he wanted to put them right. So they asked him, "Are you Elijah?" And the reason that they asked him that was because in Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, it says, "See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes." The people expected Elijah to appear before the Messiah came. And then they asked him, "Are you the prophet?" And in the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18 and verses 15 to 19, the Israelites were instructed that the Lord will raise up for you a prophet, and that God would put his words in the mouth of the prophet. "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet from among you. You must listen to him." And so they asked him again, "Well, who are you then? Who are you?" And John answered, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness." John the Baptist knew who he was, and he knew what his purpose was. And John the Baptist humbled himself to glorify Christ. A boy and his father were once passing by a construction site where one of these great big huge skyscrapers was being built. And the boy looked way up at the top and he asked his dad, "What are those little boys doing right up there on the top?" And his father explained to him that they were actually grown men who were working up there. And the boy answered, "So, the closer you get to Jesus, the smaller you get." And his father had no answer to that. John the Baptist said he was only the voice, but he proclaimed one who was far greater than he. And our children today, here on this platform, in their own small way, they were the voice. And they were proclaiming one who is far greater. They were proclaiming the birth of Christ the Lord, the Saviour of the world, whose birth that we will very soon be celebrating. So who are you? Because you too, all of us, are also called to be the voice in whatever circumstances that we may find ourselves in. You are the voice to proclaim the birth of Christ, the Lord, the Saviour of the world. And for this we say thanks be to God. Amen. For our closing hymn today, we stand and we sing to God's great glory the hymn 125, Joy to the World. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all whom we love, this day and forevermore.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. So you're bringing that Tuesday?
Yeah.